you have a name for that thing?
The vent?
Yeah, just the vent. You ever call them ducts? Air ducts?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I don't call them that.
The duct work?
The duct. I've heard of the duct. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to ask you about some names for designs of houses. A house that has maybe three rooms, let's say, lined up in a row, and if you open the doors to all of them, you can see straight through the middle of the house out to the back.
The shotgun house.
Yeah. You see those around here? That's familiar to you?
That's familiar. It's familiar. Not necessarily here, but I've gone to town, and my mother referred to it as shotgun house, and I asked her what she meant by it.
Okay.
Shoot straight through.
Okay. Let me just draw one for this next one. Probably easier than trying to explain it. Let's say this is your house right here. You got a big room right here, big room right here. On this side, this is something like a roof. But this is completely open.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Never heard of that? You ever heard of a dog trot style house?
The what?
Dog trot.
Never.
For a house having a dog trot. Have you ever heard of a house that had a long entry hall? Like you go in the front door and you go down a long hall that's at right angles to the big sitting room. Have you ever heard of a hall and parlor or a plain L? None of that. Okay. Do you have any names for distinctive types of houses? You know, just kind of different names for different designs of houses.
Suburban, tri-level, colonial.
Did you ever use the phrase apartment complex?
Yes.
Do you have any around here?
No. That's one of them.
But you would call it, you have heard of
apartment complex. I've heard of apartment complex.
Okay. What about a number of apartment buildings that are lined up right in a row, and they're distinctive because there's no space between them. They're just right together, you know. They touch each other. There are no alleys or anything between them. Just lined up.
Project?
Okay. Have you ever heard the word row house? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard a particular name for an apartment that occupies an entire level of the building?
Suite?
That would be an apartment?
No. In a hotel. I can't think.
Flat?
Flat, oh yeah, I've heard that. I've heard it frequently when I was there.
In Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay. What about a man in an apartment building who's responsible for making maybe minor electrical or mechanical repairs, cleaning up?
Custodian.
Okay. What about the person who manages the place? He actually lives in the apartment complex and he's responsible for showing people around.
Landlord? The landlord, he owns that, I suppose. I don't know.
Do you ever hear the phrase resident manager?
I've heard it. Never used it.
But the term is?
For me. Okay,
and it is?
Resident manager.
Yeah.
Resident.
All right.